You are listening to Opportunity Detroit, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage, and I'm Ann Thomas. The Detroit Jazz Festival is the world's largest and best, I might add, free jazz festival. And Chris Collins, the president and artistic director for the Detroit Jazz Festival Foundation, is on the other end of the line. Chris, I bet you are already very busy getting ready for this great event.
Well, thank you, Ann. Thanks for having me on this wonderful program, Opportunity Detroit. It's much like the other large events in town, the parade company stuff, the Grand Prix. You know, pretty much within a couple of weeks after each festival, we are, preparing everything for the following year, and that continues all year along with our year-round activation. So it's an ongoing thing, but it's a great joy for everyone involved.
So, Chris, tell us about some of the artists that are scheduled to come to the Motor City this year.
Sure. You know, every year we work quite hard to not only highlight those very important artists and important projects and new commissions and premieres that are throughout the jazz community around the world, but also remain true to our mission and the importance of the Detroit jazz legacy scene, which is deep, and as I often say, few cities can brag the symbiotic relationship between their culture and jazz music, and certainly Detroit is at the top of that list, as anyone will tell you. So there's a wonderful mix of artistry, all from the jazz tree, though. We are one of the true jazz festivals, and as you commented, a premier jazz festival in the world, but on top of it, we remain free after 45 years. I think the last standing one, and it's quite a special thing because it allows everyone access to these artists. Now, you know, one of the lead pieces is, of course, our artist in residence, the great drummer Brian Blade, who is doing three performances that are all of different textures, ones with string octet, another one's with the Detroit Jazz Fest Big Band, another one is his incredible Fellowship Band that everybody's familiar with. Those are always going to be special. And additionally, there's some very unique programming, including a world premiere at this year's Detroit Jazz Festival, which is called the Year of Alice, and it celebrates our Detroit-born sister, the great Alice Coltrane, wife of John Coltrane, an incredible pianist and harpist and visionary artist. And that's with a full orchestra, Robbie Coltrane on saxophone, John's son, along with Brandy Younger on harp, and our own Detroit Jazz Fest orchestra, as well as the rest of the band. That's going to be opening the festival. It's a world premiere, and there's a bunch of surprises to come associated with that. Additionally, something I think everyone's going to love, Kyle Eastwood, who's the son of the great Clint Eastwood, the actor. He has a very special piece with a full symphony orchestra, the Detroit Jazz Fest Symphony Orchestra, his quintet, and there are these media elements that he's speaking with his father about the music that was so intrinsic to his dad's film work and the great composers. And then they recreate these beautiful versions of the movie soundtracks with jazz elements woven through it and these wonderful conversations between Clint and his son, Kyle. Those kind of things are really going to be attractive to everyone. But most importantly, after June 1st, we announced the incredible Detroit artistry. We call these our hometown artists because certainly they are many world-class artists that just have chosen to live in Detroit and grow up here. And they range from all generations, all different genres. And what I'm always looking for are those artists that have formed into an ensemble that has its own character as well as the strengths of the individual artistry. And also those artists that are at a very important pinnacle in their artistic career. Maybe they have a brand new record, they've reached a new point in their creative artistry, or they're from the great collection of legendary artists, people like, legends. Wendell Harrison's with us this year, Leonard King, Walter White and his big band and all his original works. It's incredible stuff. The great Sean Dobbins, Ron English is with us. And then we have some artists that are, in the middle of their career. Anthony Stanko's incredible quintet in his new record. Benjamin Green and the Harmelotics, which is a really interesting creative voice band. Joe D. Gregorio, who's a wonderful piano trio, really powerful from Michigan here. And then some of the cats that have that are younger generations that are bringing a new vision to what jazz is, what the language is involving, and We have the great Tassan Belgrave, who's the son of Marcus Belgrave, and Mark Rosenblatt and his band Hockey. These are representative of a whole new texture. And then lastly, our incredible orchestral and jazz artists from throughout the city who we use to formulate the different versions of the Detroit Jazz Festival Orchestra, Symphony Orchestra, and Big Band. So it's a full coverage of everybody and a very diverse mix of generations and styles, and of course, always celebrating our great legends.
Wow, Chris Collins, this sounds bigger and better than ever before. Wow, this is going to be so cool.
Yeah, really special because, you know, our community is so engaged and, you know, they absorb jazz. Most households throughout Detroit, they play jazz. The gospel, church, and the blues and R&B elements of Detroit, along with electronica and some of the new forms that have grown up and actually been born in Detroit, these are part of everyday lifestyle in Detroit. And like the other side of that coin is that so many of the legendary artists in the past and currently have come from Detroit. These are people who have shaped the Detroit language. And that's important because it's not just a jazz festival in the city. It's a Detroit jazz festival. Yes. It represents something around the world, people will tell you, is a very unique connection between a culture and this great music. And I think that is the key to why the Detroit Jazz Festival is special. And it is the reason we worked so hard to produce a festival that, I'll be honest with you, it's about a $4.5 to $5 million lift every year.
Wow.
So the donors and sponsors, our angel of jazz, Gretchen Vallee, God rest her soul, but her endowment continues to make a yearly contribution. I mean, it's the only way it can work. It's not easy, but it does produce an opportunity for everyone to feel invited, everyone to bring their families, experience this incredible music on multiple stages from, you know, noon until late in the evening hours with our jam sessions and special events over 4 days of the Labor Day weekend from Friday through Monday, along with, you know, artist interviews. And I have to tell you, if you're a jazz fan, you are sure to see some of your heroes, not just on stage, but hanging out at the festival because they think it's pretty cool, too.
And you mentioned the various stages. Describe for our listeners what exactly this looks like throughout the city of Detroit, Chris Collins, because it's amazing.
Well, thanks. Yeah, it's a long-term evolution, but the footprint begins near the River in Hart Plaza with multiple stages with different designs for different purposes. It's not just the size of the stage, but some are more intimate, some are more open, some are really large, like the Carhartt Amphitheater stage or the J.P. Morgan Chase main stage, which is then located up at Campus Marsh's Cadillac Square area. We close off Woodward. There's incredible food and drink and bars and ways, you know, all the wonderful things you'd expect at a Detroit festival. But it runs that whole gamut. And then this year, we are adding something very special, and it is on the 29th, the day before the festival, there will be the grand opening of a much-awaited venue. It's the Gretchen C. Vallee Jazz Center on Cassatt Hancock as part of the Wayne State University campus. It is an entirely renovated structure that has the Detroit Jazz Hall, which seats up to 340 people, specifically, acoustically, and in every other respect, designed for jazz music. We're going to have some limited but very special programming after hours taking place there. And the downstairs venue at the Gretchen C. Vallee Jazz Center, which is called Dee Dee Bridgewater's, and Dee Dee's going to be around with us. This is a very hip Detroit or New York downstairs jazz club, about 100 and some seats with some two tops and beautiful concert seating with a stage that belts out right into the audience. And keep in mind, being specifically designed for jazz, there's nothing quite like it because it's between the jazz club kind of thing with 50, 60 capacity and the jazz festival, which is hundreds of thousands of people and huge sound systems. And if artists want to do something really unique and special, they end up having to do it in a hall that's designed for classical music. They have, you know, 1,500, 2,000 seats. So Gretchen's vision when she approached me about this was, let's find a way to do something that's in the middle that gives artists that special place to perform, that's created to represent the highest level of this form and its cultural influence, and be designed specifically for this music. Really, there's very few things like it anywhere in the world, and we're going to be opening it this year and having some festival performances throughout the weekend that people can hear more about in the near future.
What a great tribute to Gretchen Vallée, the woman who basically saved this jazz festival years and years ago, Chris.
She's like a jazz musician. She wants it to stay jazz. She wants it to stay free so nobody has to pay. And she wants all the year-round stuff, the youth education program. She wants to see all that be freely available. So, you know, now that she's left us, we always say our angel of jazz got her wings.
Chris Collins, president and artistic director of the Detroit Jazz Festival Foundation, thank you so much for your time today, and keep up the wonderful work.
Oh, the pleasure is mine.
And I'm Ann Thomas. Thank you for listening to Opportunity Detroit, and enjoy the rest of your day.